This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 856, Why Ivan's IELTS Speaking and Writing Scores Soared.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Ivan, a 3 Keys student, recently took IELTS and saw impressive increases in speaking and writing. Learn how you can experience this success as well and also hear my advice for continued improvement.
This episode was recorded a few weeks in advance.
Our understanding of the COVID-19 situation has changed since then.
We hope you are healthy and safe.
And we hope that All Ears English can be a bright spot in your day during this moment of uncertainty.
Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. We have another amazing special guest today. This student is on the show because he won the Writing Wizard contest last month. But I found out that he's also taken the exam and nailed a 7 on writing already. So we're going to talk about both of those things today. Ivan, welcome to IELTS Energy.
Hi, Jessica. Hi, guys.
So let's talk about the writing. Before taking 3 Keys IELTS, what was your writing experience?
Well, I did my first IELTS exam in December 2019, and I got 6.5 for writing.
Okay. And
right after that attempt, I attended the course. And my second one was, my first attempt was on February 2019, and the second one was in December. And in December, I got 7 for writing.
Okay, awesome. All right, so We've talked to a lot of students that are stuck at a 6.5 in writing. Now, you only took the exam once, and then you made the smart decision, okay, I don't want to pay for this exam tons of times. I'm going to take 3 Keys IELTS so I could just increase that score. So what, for you, Ivan, personally, how did you change your writing? How did the 3 Keys strategies change your writing? What do you think made that half band increase?
Well, first, I just like writing, but what I just love in your course is those perfect introductions and conclusions, and I just don't spend any time for them, just goes automatically.
Mm-hmm. It saves so much time, right?
Yeah, it's really time-saving.
So I just spoke to another student recently who had taken the exam like 3 times, and then she took our course, and then she got the 7 on writing that she needed. And she said she had like 15 minutes extra to like proofread because the templates made everything faster. Did you have extra time to proofread in your second attempt?
Well, as far as I remember, I didn't have any extra time, but I had time for checking.
Oh,
all my
good
writing.
Okay.
So at least I have something.
Okay. All right. So one of the reasons why you won the writing contest was because your transition phrases are amazing. And I know like that's the main part of the template that can save time is memorizing these transition phrases to organize your sentences, but you use them perfectly. Like for paragraph 2, you said first and foremost, and then also in that paragraph, as a consequence, and then the next sentence, hence. So like, awesome. Like you used everything perfectly. Was it difficult for you to memorize the templates and be able to use them correctly?
Well, I think I didn't try to memorize them. How I started is that I just look looked at the task and tried to get what template could I use here.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's it. But then it just became automatical. And now I don't think about this at all.
Okay. Let me ask you about that, though, because we get this question from a lot of students. Like, this, okay, I know how to write an essay, but how do I remember it? Like you said, it became automatic. How did it become automatic? Did you just practice a lot or what?
Well, I practiced, I think, usually like one essay a week.
Okay, but all right.
2 weeks before the exam, I did it like probably 2 or 3 times a week. I wrote an essay or a letter. So,
okay.
I practiced this.
Yeah, but not like crazy amounts, because some students that have increased their scores are like, I wrote 100 essays before my test. So I like this. I like that consistency is more important than quantity, I think. I think that's a good lesson, because like you didn't do like 50 essays a week, right? Like you did a couple essays every week and like just consistently kept that information in mind.
And, another tip is just what I did is tried to write an essay with those 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. But then I did extra checking to understand, like to judge myself like an examiner. And
yes,
it's also, I think, also really important.
Oh, yes, for sure. Perfect. Yeah. I mean, essay practice shouldn't just end at the 40 minutes. Like, no, like you have to learn something from it, right? So that's a great tip though. Like, yes, practice in the time for sure. But like after you practice, take an extra 10 minutes, look at your essay, think about, all right, strengths, weaknesses, and look at it like an examiner. If you're in the three key system, then you know what the examiner is looking for, right? So you could think, all right, task. Did I accomplish it? Are all of my sentences directly connected to the question? Do I have specific examples and details? And then vocab, grammar, of course. Now, vocabulary. Your vocabulary is amazing, Ivan. Do you have any tips for listeners about how they can improve their IELTS writing vocab?
Frankly speaking, I don't think that in my essay there is a super amazing vocab. But I tried to just write really clear and simple essay.
Okay. But you did use good vocabulary, Ivan.
Okay.
You used words like hectic, for example. Maybe that came from the course. I'm not sure. But that's a good sign, though, because that means that these words are just part of your vocab.
Yeah, okay. I understood what you mean. So what I do for my vocabulary for phrases to use in essays is that I read news and read some articles on news websites, and sometimes there are really, really great phrases, and you just can use the whole introduction from the article.
Okay.
For instance, I can share my favorite phrase, which I found just in the article.
Yes, please tell us, and then our students can use it too.
Yeah, it's reign supreme, and you can use it like maybe for everything. You can say something like that in this high technology era when texting on smartphones reign supreme as
nice.
A communication, as a method of communication, we still study cursive writing in school.
Yes.
Something like this.
Ivan, that's awesome.
Sounds really smart.
It totally does. Okay, what does that phrase mean? Noun reigns supreme. Something reigns supreme. What does that mean?
Hello,
Hello, awesome IELTS Energy students. Do you think you would get the IELTS scores you need if you took the test right now? You can find out for free. You don't have to pay for a whole exam. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. Get your immediate estimated band score and free resources I made just for your level. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
So it means that something which reigns supreme, it is everywhere and it is the main something. For instance, Google reigns supreme as the search engine on the internet.
Yeah, exactly. It's similar in meaning to like when we use proliferation. The king of. Yeah, exactly. Because kings and queens, that's where that comes from, right? To reign, to rule, right? We could say rule as well. Exactly. Oh my God, that's so great. So yeah, guys, you need to have some phrases like this in your back pocket, as we like to say, that are general in meaning. So you could use them for any topic, but they sound super smart. Okay, that's awesome. Mm. So very good tips for how to improve writing. Now, let's talk about the other scores, okay? Now, first time before Three Keys IELTS, you prepared on your own, right? What were your other scores the first time you took the test?
First time I got 7.5 for listening and reading, 6.5 for writing and 6 for speaking.
Okay, awesome. And then after going through the three key system, what were the rest of your scores for your second attempt?
Yeah, and at the last attempt, I got 7.0 for listening, 7.5 again for reading, 7 for writing, and 6.5 for speaking. So I boosted my writing and speaking by half point bent.
Awesome. Okay. And I mean, writing and speaking are usually the hardest ones to raise your score anyway, right? And then listening was the outlier, right? That was the one score that went down a little bit. So we talked about this, listeners, before we started recording, but I want Ivan to tell you about his experience because I think there's a good lesson in here for future candidates. So why do you think your listening score was not so great the second time you took the test?
Yeah, definitely. Because my last exam, just at the start, after the examiner put on the test sample of audio, it was quite clear. But when the audio started, the listening part started, it was so loud that I just missed first two questions. And was really upset with this, the rest of the listening.
And the fact that you still got a 7, I mean, like while sort of in panic mode is pretty amazing. But yeah, guys, I mean, oh my gosh. So I wanted Ivan to tell you about that experience because I think there's a good lesson here, guys. If you have the option to take the computer version, then you should, because you could control the audio because... Oh my God, control what you can, guys. What if that happens in the test center that you're going to take it at? What if the audio is too low? What if it's unclear? What if the speakers are bad? There's like so many more variables, I think, if we're taking the paper version as compared to the computer version. And I also really love the computer test because I did take that exam and I think it's not easier because it's the same exact material as the paper one, but I think it's easier because it's on a computer. And the way, like the format of it is easier to control. So guys, just to remind you, Three Keys IELTS is the only IELTS course in the world that has a class just for computer IELTS. We're the first one in the world and we're still the only, which I'm super proud of. It's pretty amazing. So guys, if you want to check that out, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Computer, paper, general, academic, it's all there. We are your one-stop shop for IELTS. All right, Ivan.
And by the way, returning to the computer writing, And this time I decided to prepare for computer version IELTS. So I started to write essays on computer. Mm-hmm. And it's much, much cooler than writing on paper, because you can just cut any part of your text and put it using hot buttons on your keyboard. And you don't need to be super professional in erasing fast writing. Just use Control C, Control V, and backspace.
Exactly, guys. Like, if you're, you know, computer literate, like, and I'm sure everyone listening is computer literate, you know how to cut and paste, right? Like, everybody should know those shortcuts, I hope. And they are all there on the exam. So you could use them in the writing if you want to rearrange sentences or like come back, right? And like put something in another place. And on the reading test, you can also cut and paste from the passage, which I think is awesome. Like, nobody told me that before I took the exam. I was like, I'm just going to see if this works, if I could do this. And yeah, you totally can. So I think for so many reasons, the computer test is easier. And as long as you could type, I mean, it's going to be faster. Like, of course, typing is faster than handwriting for most people these days. The only caveat, the only thing to be careful of for you, Ivan, and for everyone else that's going to take the test, it's easier to make mistakes also when you're typing, because you go so fast and then but since it's faster, you will have more time to proofread. So
yeah, there and you go. It's more clear to read your typewriting instead of read your handwriting.
Yeah, exactly. And in most countries in the world now, examiners aren't looking at your essays in person anymore. The essays are scanned on the computer and like sent to the examiner at home or wherever the person is. So that makes it harder to read if the handwriting is bad, because it's like a scanned copy. So, bad change, IELTS. Just take the computer version. All right, Ivan, do you have any last tips for our listeners today?
Last tips. Well, I think there is another important tip, just to have fun from writing, especially with those letters you can do in general exam.
Yeah, I love it.
Because you just can use your imagination. For instance, last time, on my last exam, I wrote, the task was to write a letter to your employer and say that you will quit soon.
Yeah.
So I wrote a letter from Jesse Pinkman to Mr. White.
They said, from Breaking Bad?
Yeah, from Breaking Bad show. And they wrote that I decided to move to Mexico because I found really great suppliers and new markets.
So oh my God.
I had a lot of fun with this letter, and I hope that an examiner also seeing this between some boring letters to employers.
Totally.
Also had fun.
That's so fantastic. But that's a really good point, though. Guys, yeah, you should have fun, like you said, especially in the general training letter. It is completely made up. It is completely just like creative imagination time. So yeah, go crazy with it. Use names from TV shows and details from Breaking Bad. Oh my God, Ivan, that's so hilarious. I guarantee you the examiner was like, just cracking up when they saw that, hopefully, if they saw Breaking Bad. Okay, Ivan, thank you so much for coming on the show today. And you might be on again in the future when you increase your scores even more.
Thank you.
All right, have a good day. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.